We're here with Mark Van Zadelhoff, who is the Director of Marketing, IBM, ISS, and also Joe Anthony, who's the Program Director for Identity and Application Security Management at Tivoli Software. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. Listen, we wanted to gain your insights today into the trends that you're seeing this year, especially in comparison to last year at the show.
Sure. So I'll kick off here. I mean, obviously, IBM is a different player. We talked a little bit before the discussion about how IBM is a different player in the space. You know, not only are we probably one of the largest or the largest player on the floor out there, but unlike many of the security vendors, some that are young and venture-backed or smaller, we are really working with our clients across broad business issues. And you've seen maybe some of that highlighted in our advertisements recently around Smarter Planet. Mm-hmm. And the whole messaging around Smarter Planet, which we're bringing into the security context here at RSA, is the notion that companies are going through massive change, and we're able to help transform those companies to take advantage of the technological innovations that are possible. So, you know, that's a broad theme that we're having here, and the reason it's relevant for security is because as companies are going through these changes, and change I mean going green, mm-hmm. reducing costs, outsourcing, proliferation of mobile devices, virtualization, cloud computing, right? All of these things that they're doing to frankly, when the economy is down, innovate out of that situation. Those can introduce potential security risks. If you outsource, if you go green, if you virtualize, there are all risks associated with that. IBM's built a huge capability in security in the last several years. We've always been in the security space, but we have our security framework covering five domains. And we have 13 announcements we're doing at the show this week around covering all aspects. And I guess the key themes are cloud and virtualization security, data security, and application security.
Okay.
So those are three key trends we're solving against.
Fantastic. They seem very relevant to our audience. Joe, did you have anything to add as far as things that you're noticing in the market?
Yeah, and with the breadth that we bring to the table, you'll see on some of the areas there are very new phases, and we're addressing the new capabilities of those. Others that have been around a little bit longer, like identity and access management, where the late majority is getting there. I mean, it's technology that's been purchased a number of years in the market, mm-hmm. but you're starting to see even late adopters are finally coming to the table and getting away from their internal homegrown processes to using products to help them automate more of that, be more compliant, capture the audit records that they need. So we're trying to get ahead and put together some packages to make it even easier for them to go ahead and deploy those solutions. So we're putting together packages where they get the ability to do the identity management, the access management, and the associated compliance all in one single package, single price per user, make it very easy for them to deploy it. And associated with that, if they want to go ahead and have IBM come in and do some managed services or professional services to get them started, get them deployed faster, mm-hmm. we can bring all that to the table as well. So it's actually very, you know, exciting that we can look at the full gamut of what their needs are and help them do that.
Well, it certainly sounds like that's a focus here at the show. What else are you focusing on? What are you emphasizing?
Yeah, so I mean, maybe we can just walk you through, you know, within, because that's kind of broad trends. Within those trends, some of the things that we're introducing at the show, you know, that might be really relevant for you to get a little more detail on.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, so the first area that we talked about is virtualization and cloud computing, mm-hmm. and we're introducing at the show here. It's actually on the first page of the press release here, the Prevenia Virtualized Network Security Platform. Mm-hmm. So this is taking all of the capabilities we had in our security appliance, which has network intrusion prevention, content analysis, and web application firewalling capabilities, putting that into a virtual form factor that is cloud data center ready. Right, so customers that are implementing cloud and virtualized security are not looking for another appliance to put in there. If you think about large banks, financial institutions, they want to do this in a way that's low cost, leveraging the virtualized infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so what do you need for virtualized infrastructure? You need virtualized products. And this is taking our appliance, all of the great capability, and putting it into that form factor where they can put it onto the servers that are in the data farms that they're using for cloud and virtualized scenarios.
That's great.
Yeah.
What else in particular are you focusing on for the show? Obviously, this is a big development.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you're highlighting?
So I mentioned in the introduction application security. So it turns out that about 57% of all vulnerabilities in 2008 that we documented through our IBM X-Force research team, which is a large team doing research across security, 57% of all vulnerabilities are now at the application level. That's a huge shift in security. I don't think that the industry is totally woken up to that reality yet. A couple years ago, IBM acquired a company called WatchFire, which is an application security vendor with their AppScan solution. So the second major initiative that we're announcing at the show here are two offerings in the area of application security that really help to mitigate these vulnerabilities. The thing that we've discovered is that most of those vulnerabilities go unpatched. So the application vendors for Web 2.0 applications that they're putting out there, they are not even providing patches for our customers. So we have solutions that we're offering today to help with that problem. So the first is change to AppScan, IBM Rational AppScan, to add a malware scanning capability. Malware has gone from being in emails and in other media forms to now being embedded into websites, and the attacks are happening at the web application layer. This is a scanning capability for malware. We're leveraging the X-Force research capability, building that into the Rational AppScan. The second is now that we can scan for malware and we scan for these vulnerabilities, we also want to be able to mitigate them. If the vendors aren't patching them, we're going to do that for them through virtual patching. And that's the second announcement, which is our web application module. And that's a capability we're adding into our server security solutions and our network security solutions that provide a patching capability for the most common web app vulnerabilities in line, real time, so that if it's not getting patched on the application side, we can detect it and block it, prevent it on the network or server side.
That's great.
And I think a lot of your base customers in the banking and government have an awful lot of their own websites and applications they develop. There's a number of times. They're not just using package solutions. As an example, they fit very much into the category that Mark mentioned. 57% are application related. A ton of those have not been tested and don't have the patches. So this kind of technology is very relevant for a customer like that who's done a lot of development and they need to get in there and be testing it.
I agree, and we're certainly aware of a lot of those financial companies with the research that we've done on application security as well. Mm-hmm. Now, with these product sets that you mentioned, obviously you have competitors in those groups. What are the key differentiators that set you apart?
Well, I'll start with... Go ahead, Joe, please.
In the application area in particular, the ability to do that full life cycle is a key differentiator for us. So if you look at it, most of our competitors are going to look at, they're going to be playing in the upfront development phase, or they might be doing the scanning phase or some part of remediation. Mm-hmm. We can bring to the table the full end-to-end life cycle of it. So by putting the Rational App Scan in upfront when they're going through they can do their requirements phase, they can go ahead and start testing it through the whole development cycle, looking, it's much cheaper, only about $25 a defect, to find a malware-related defect in the overall design up front.
Right.
Versus you wait till it's on the website. So find the vulnerabilities that are going to make it real easy to put malware in, block those out before you even get it out into the production. Go through that whole phase. Once they have a look at putting it into production, they'll do the ongoing scanning, the remediation aspects with the virtual patching. In addition, we have products like our Tivoli Access Manager, where users will come in and get authenticated and authorized to use the app. So that's part of the ongoing infrastructure as well. If it's an open website that anyone can get to, you might not need to sign into it. But traditionally, unless you're just doing information lookups, at some point, banking customer wants to get to their actual account data, stuff like that, they're going to need to sign in. So we have the products to help a bank go ahead and set all that up at a web level and make sure that they are the right user, they've been authenticated, and take it a step further. We also have a Tivoli Security Policy Manager that will allow them to do very fine-grained entitlement attributes for an individual user using an application. A lot of times when the original applications were written, there'd be various roles inside the app, like bank teller, customer, things like that. And they didn't manage very well. How should those roles get set up, and then what are the kinds of entitlements that go with it? How do you do the ongoing management? And we've made it much easier for the individual programmers to not have to worry about all that when they do the application development. We can manage that for them after the fact and do it consistently across many applications. So from an IBM perspective, we can bring it in and help a customer end-to-end across that whole life cycle manage that very well.
Mm-hmm. So that's on the application side. On the virtualized network security platform, big differentiators there are, I think we're one of the first to market in having that solution. So having the solution is a differentiator. When we look at other players in the space, there's, I think, one other one here that that has this capability. Our throughput capability here is at about a gigabyte of performance on the virtualized side. Of course, we go a lot higher in the appliance form factor, but on the virtualized side, is about a gig, and that's about 10x of anything else we've seen there in competitors. So, you know, it's really a realistic and production speed that we're offering, as opposed to, you know, an offering that just can't really keep up with the needs of a cloud environment.
Right, right. Well, you know that we focus largely now on financial yep. and government. What advice do you have, particularly for these folks in these industries dealing with some of the issues you brought up, but in general with the issues that they have to deal with today?
So I guess I would just start at the highest level where we started our conversation, which is I think that the financial services sector, like others, is going to innovate out of the economic situation that we're in right now. I think there's an opportunity for innovation. If you look at the opportunities provided by technology change, there's a real opportunity for innovation. So I would say, you know, pursue that innovation. It can lower cost. It can bring new services, increase revenue, and enable your business, and build security in from the beginning. So if you're building security in as you're mapping out that change, and that's what we're doing with customers as part of our Smarter Plant strategy, then you really are going to feel assured that the risks don't increase while the benefits of change occur.
That's good advice. Joe?
Yeah, I think the other thing you'll see us differentiating from our competition is you take a look at a lot of the competitors are doing an access management or a user provisioning. They don't do that closed loop where they look at what are the people really doing. So in a banking environment, you may have bank tellers are looking at 500 customer records a day, and they have a peer looking at 5,000. A normal profile check would say, well, yes, the bank teller is looking at 5,000. That's within their job profile. That's fine. But you need to look and say, is that realistic, right? In that kind of environment, the manager should at least be alerted to the fact one of the tellers is looking at 10 times more records. Either it's time for a promotion or time to fire the person. They at least need to investigate and find out why. So it's that closed loop of not only set up the policies, authorize the people, let them do their job, mm-hmm. but if something's amiss and it's not consistent, go ahead and do a closed loop and assess the policies and assess what's going on. So it's very important to deliver that total solution to the customer, not the piece parts.
And maybe one final piece of advice on top of Joe's comments there is don't feel you need to do it all yourself, right? So I sat down with a huge bank just very recently that had never considered managed security services, essentially outsourcing security to a provider like IBM. And they are now very heavily considering that. It's, you know, I think the maturity of the capability and the trends on their side, especially the economic trends, are pointing to the fact that from a managed identity management capability, a managed application scanning, managed threat mitigation, you know, let us do that for you. We can do that at lower cost. We have 7 SOCs or security operations centers around the world. You know, experts in this area will do that at lower cost, and your staff can either focus on things that are more important, or it's a possibility to bring further bring costs in line with the needs of the company. So, the managed services is a real opportunity in this economy.
Sure, no, that makes sense, gentlemen. Thank you for your time, and have a great show.
Great. Thank you.